Celebrated as one of the world's great masters, Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh lived a life as intense and dramatic as his art. On this week's News and Views, we look at some of his later works, which show him to be even more innovative than previously believed. Many think of Van Gogh as a talented artist who cut off his ear and made swirly paintings of the night sky. This image is misleading, says Leo Jensen, curator of paintings at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, which has published Van Gogh's letters.
He was a very systematically thinking and working man. He had a program for himself, and he always had a goal that he was striving for.
An exhibition now at the Philadelphia Museum of Art looks at Van Gogh's focus on nature, starting with two sunflower paintings. In one, brilliant yellow flowers stand tall in a vase, their petals bold brushstrokes against a turquoise wall. Just to the right hangs another image, this one with a deep blue background, on which lie two large flower heads seen close up, their withered petals created with gold and red paint layered and lined thick on the canvas. Joe Rischel, the museum's curator of European painting before 1900, says these two paintings highlight the direction in which Van Gogh moved.
The first one's pretty radical in itself, but the drama of the light, the speed of the painting, the sort of emotional charge of the picture. The other one takes it a notch further.
The idea of a close-up look at nature fascinated Van Gogh in his last years, says Jenny Thompson, the museum's associate curator of European painting and the Rodin Museum.
There's a real sense of something that is coming into focus right in the front of the picture, and then the rest of the picture, you start to lose a sense of space or a sense of location.
On the next News and Views, how the artist came to his art. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Vincent van Gogh produced 800 paintings and 1,200 drawings in a brief career that started late, at age 27, and ended early with his death at 37. On this week's News and Views, we look at his radical approach to painting in his last years, now the subject of an exhibition at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Born in 1853, it would have been natural, says the museum's Joe Rischel, for Van Gogh to go into the family business.
Because he had three close kin who were art dealers.
And so he trained for that, living in London, The Hague, and Brussels.
And not only did they sell contemporary art, they sold imitations, they sold reproductions of older things. It meant from his teens, he had this repertory of visual images.
Van Gogh was also well-read and spoke and wrote in four languages. After leaving the family business and failing at an attempt to become a minister, Van Gogh, at the age of 27, turned his intense drive to creating art, says co-curator Connie Homburg.
And he just worked and worked and worked to learn how to draw and to learn how to represent the world around him.
After painting and drawing in the Netherlands and Belgium in the tradition of Rembrandt and the masters of Northern Europe, in 1886, filled with ambition, Van Gogh headed to the cultural hotbed of Paris. He appeared on the doorstep of his younger brother Theo, who was working with the Impressionists. They were using vibrant colors in a style that was totally new to Van Gogh, says Philadelphia Museum of Art associate curator Jenny Thompson.
He really, for the first 5 years of his career, had never seen an Impressionist picture. He was sort of working in isolation. And then he comes to Paris and he's shocked by what he sees there and sort of quietly works away on these flower paintings for quite a while. But it's amazing how quickly he gets up to speed.
On the next News and Views, Van Gogh's celebration of nature in his last years. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. In the mid-1880s, Vincent van Gogh arrived in Paris and soaked up the Impressionist style of painting. On this week's News and Views, we look at how this Dutch artist took his own art in a new direction. An exhibition now at the Philadelphia Museum of Art focuses on works created from 1886 to the artist's death in 1890 that show a new way of looking at nature. Jenny Thompson, associate curator of European painting.
You'll see a gallery called Blades of Grass, where he's looking right down at what's underneath his feet, which are literally blades of grass.
Other works show his awareness of the vista, as in his Field with Flowers near Arles, which he wrote about in his letters, says co-curator Connie Homburg.
And he said, I was standing there amidst these yellow and blue flowers, and he was talking about these irises. and then this meadow with maybe buttercup, and then the skyline of Arles far in the background. And this is where he was talking about what is close by and what is far away. And you really have the feeling that you're standing right next to the artist, among these irises, so to speak, looking into them.
In Arles, he began suffering with hallucinations and seizures. In December of 88, he famously cut off a small piece of his ear after an argument. He committed himself to a mental hospital in Saint-Rémy, where he continued to paint, but only when he was able.
And he writes afterwards to his brother, "It is such a tragedy, these bouts of illness that I have, because you should have seen me paint the almond blossoms. I was so in control, and I was so deliberate."
Van Gogh left the clinic in May of 1890, and on July 27th, died of a gunshot wound believed by most historians to be self-inflicted. Despite his illness, Vincent van Gogh became a master of art and changed the way we, in turn, might look at our world, from golden apples on a kitchen counter to buttercups, irises, and sunflowers sprouting wild from the earth beneath our feet. Van Gogh Up Close is at the Philadelphia Museum of Art through May 6th. You can hear this entire three-part series online at wrti.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.